The Federal Aviation Administration released audio tapes today of air traffic communications with the American Airlines plane that crashed in New York 3 months ago. American Flight 587 crashed in Queens, New York, killing 265 people. The tapes do not provide clues as to what caused the fatal crash, but the tapes do reveal the final chaotic moments for air traffic controllers who tried frantically to contact the plane. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
Everything seemed normal to controllers when American Flight 587 departed John F. Kennedy Airport the morning of November 12th. The weather was clear, the sun was shining, and the Airbus A300 rolled down the runway without any apparent problem.
American 587, heavy Kennedy ground, runway 31 left for departure. Taxi left on Bravo, pulled short of Juliet.
Controllers instructed the American flight to take off after a Japan Air jetliner. They cautioned the American flight crew about wake turbulence from that plane ahead of it, which is a routine warning involving heavy jets.
American 587 heavy followed the Japan Air heavy Boeing 747 ahead. Monitor the tower 1190.1. So long.
Follow Japan Air over to tower 191, American 587.
Investigators say that Japan 747 created two wakes of turbulence, which jostled the American jet. After the second bout with turbulence, the plane shook violently. The rudder, which moves the nose of the plane left or right, jerked sharply back and forth, and then the entire tail fin snapped off. Other pilots flying in the area saw the crash and called ground control. The first report came from a pilot of an unknown aircraft.
Yeah, look out to the south of the aircraft crashing.
Say again?
An aircraft just crashed to the south of the field.
An aircraft crashed south of the field?
Mm-hmm. Fireball.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Then came the frantic calls from other air traffic facilities and local police in Queens. If they were afraid and confused, it was masked by their calm professionalism.
Mickey, you missing any of your departures?
American 587?
Okay, PD-14, we're trying to figure it out now, sir. We're trying to see if we're missing any aircraft. Stand by.
Another controller in a facility called Tracon tried repeatedly to contact the plane.
American 587 Heavy, I'm not receiving your transponder. American 587 Heavy, New York. American 587 Heavy, New York.
There was no answer, only the chilling report from the pilot of another American Airlines plane flying over New York.
Yeah, just to let you know, we saw a huge, tremendous amount of black smoke south of Long Island. We're turning to the south of it now. It's on the very southern portion of Long Island.
American 686, that smoke that you see, where is it right now?
All the way on the southern portion of Long Island, right where the shoreline is.
Okay, so is it in the water or on the land?
It's on the land, and it's tremendous, it's a huge fire, tremendous amount of black smoke.
The plane corkscrewed into a seaside neighborhood in Queens, completely leveling three houses and turning two blocks of the neighborhood into a charred wasteland. Five people on the ground were killed, as well as all 260 people on board. The National Transportation Safety Board says it's still a long way from determining the cause of the crash. The main focus is on the tail fin and whether the rudder, perhaps from too much maneuvering by the pilots, ripped it off the plane. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.